Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the People Show, where we check the pulse. Pulse of Rescue Nation brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm in the gym. I'm getting my pump on. I'm getting my swole on. Really, I'm just trying to lose the COVID fat 20 that I put on, more like 25. And I get the news. It's official. It wasn't a matter really of if you talked to anybody or you knew really what was going on. It was a matter of when the announcement that Luke McCaffrey was going to be entering the transfer portal was going to happen. It just took place. Also, Will Farronook and Cade Warder as well. And then my gut reaction to this is not a surprise, but I can't help but notice. Okay, Cade Warder was a captain last year. Never good when a captain chooses to leave college early unless he's going to the NFL draft. Will Farronook added depth at that center position. Luke McCaffrey obviously added an electricity to the offensive side of the ball. I can't help but notice that it's three more offensive guys that are leaving. I can't help but notice it's three guys with multiple years of eligibility left that are leaving. The defense has shown improvement. And despite what Scott Frost said in his interview on Friday, and he does, you know, he's an offensive guy. He's going to be defensive about his offense. I find that ironic. But whether, you know, he realizes it or not, or, you know, 2 + 2 = 4, whether you want it to equal 5 or not, the defense has improved more than the offense. The defensive guys are staying. The offense is not. And Scott was bullish a little bit in his interview on Friday with the Omaha World Herald. And he has that confidence. And we just had a great meeting. We have great culture going. We have more talent than we've ever had. You know, I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, I don't know what you wanted to say. Hey, we suck. We're not talented. We had a terrible meeting. The culture is horrifically horrible. So I'm glad he has that confidence. But here's the deal for me. Okay. At a certain point, it's got to equate to the field. It has to happen on the field. 2 + 2 = 4, not 5, whether you're a math major or not. The offense has to start improve. It has to start getting better. I wish we'd have found ways to get Luke. And you want guys who want to be here. Let me be very, very clear. If they want to go, let them go. Do their thing. Okay? But I wish we'd have found ways to get Luke the ball, not just as a potential starting quarterback, which I know Scott was confident he could still be, but that first half of the Ohio State game, running back, wide receiver, quarterback, all over the field, almost a bit of a slash. I wish we could have done more of that, been more creative in finding ways to get him the ball. I wish all those guys nothing but the best, but at some point, it's kind of like put up or shut up, and the season isn't for a while, but it's kind of to that point with me. All right, the results on the field matter more than anything else. I'm glad of the confidence, but actions speak louder than words, and I can't wait to see those actions come to fruition, and those words anyways. I hope. Have a great day.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.